You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. The polls are open in West Virginia. We're following the political story, also the developments in China, where the death toll from the earthquake yesterday is at 12,000 and apparently, according to some humanitarian sources, is rising. But and we also want to remind you of the takeaway question. Since we talked about polar bears who are waiting for the government to make a decision about whether they are an endangered species in the wake of climate change and shrinking sea ice in the Arctic, we want to know what your endangered species list is. And it doesn't have to be a species as an animal. It can be something that you feel like you're going to lose in this crazy century that we're in. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. But a long time ago, it all came down to West Virginia.
I guarantee you that if he carries West Virginia, he'll win the nomination, and once more we'll have a Democrat in the White House. Thank you very much.
Back in 1960, that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt Jr., the son of the late President, FDR, claiming that JFK, if he won West Virginia, he would win the nomination and be the President of the United States. It turned out that was true in that hard-fought campaign back
in 1960. But Kennedy at that time was trailing by 20%, 20 percentage points. Oh, he had an uphill battle.
He had an uphill battle, and there were serious demographic issues in West Virginia then as now, although back then it wasn't about race. It was much more about religion.
West Virginia, as you know, has less members of my faith than any state in the United States. Population is about 3 or 4%.
He was talking about Catholics, right?
Yes. And unlike today, where it's just two people in West Virginia, there were a number of candidates. Here's JFK referring to him being in a pack of Democrats in West Virginia back then.
I am traveling around West Virginia, as you know, as one of a series of itinerant candidates for the Democratic nomination.
A little of JFK's charm there. But he was running with against Lyndon Johnson, against Stuart Symington, against Adlai Stevenson, against Hubert Humphrey. And it was a very, very tough race back in the old machine days.
Well, yeah, speaking of the machine, essentially Johnson, Symington, and Stevenson, they all avoided the primary because they were hoping for what we call today backroom deals back then. Didn't work for them, though.
But, you know, it's interesting because you've got Bill Clinton, a former president, campaigning for Hillary. You've got Obama, who's the sort of JFK-like character in this race, although West Virginians seem to be going for the establishment Hillary Clinton. I guess if you want to compare, campaigners in West Virginia today versus then, FDR Jr. is a little bit like Chelsea Clinton. Here's FDR Jr. supporting John Kennedy.
In other talks, FDR Jr. has said, John Kennedy has the same heart, the same feeling for the people as my father. He is picking up where my father left off. Remember this when you vote on May 10th. Vote Kennedy.
A different style.
It's totally different style. It's so interesting to hear it. But here's the thing with Kennedy, though. He had a much bigger family to roll out, right?
That's
he had Bobby, he had Ted, he had Jackie. Hillary has Bill and Chelsea.
That's right. But you know, it's the 24-hour cable era. So in the media, you can make those two family members go much, much longer.
Seem like so many more.
You know, the interesting thing to me is that great interview that you did a moment ago with that voter, there's still record turnout, even though the outcome is not in doubt.
Interesting. Fascinating. We'll be back.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.